In public announcements, the firm said it was closed down by the Nazis. The IHC, however, reported that this story was a legend and that the firm's closure in 1944 was more likely due to shortages of material than any subversive activities. The IHC's report forced Bertelsmann chairman Gunter Thielen to publicly state, "I would like to express our sincere regret for the inaccuracies the Commission has uncovered in our previous corporate history of the World War II era, as well as for the wartime activities that have been brought to light." Although Bertelsmann spokesman Tim Arnold said, "The values of Bertelsmann then are irreconcilable with the company today." The company is now a global player in the media industry. Many Americans, especially World War II veterans, might wonder about the propriety of a German corporation once tied so closely to the Nazis, controlling so much of their media. As has been noted here previously, many of today's wealthiest multinational corporations might deserve the same scrutiny as Bertelsmann. It has been said that freedom of the press belongs to whomever owns the press, and when it comes to media ownership, the name of the game is money. Like other major monopolies, money is the purchaser of influence for the communication corporations in Washington, D.C. A Center for Public Integrity, CPI, investigation of campaign contributions through November 2006 showed the communications industry has spent $486 million since 1997 to affect election outcomes and influence legislation before Congress and the White House. Whose money is this, and what has the American public gotten in return? Since the landmark 1996 Telecommunications Act, in which the cable industry promised that deregulation would stimulate market competition and lower monthly cable bills for all Americans, rates shot up 45%, nearly three times as fast as inflation. That same law relaxed the rules on ownership of radio, and since then the two largest companies have greatly enriched themselves, increasing their number of stations owned from 130 to 1,400. In 1997, broadcasters lobbied and received portions of the digital broadcast spectrum worth, according to some estimates, upward of $70 billion for free.